SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
هون لگل SBS راديو بشي كردينا.
Homelessness Week is an annual event which aims to raise awareness of challenges faced by over 122,000 Australians who experience homelessness on any given night. The theme for Homelessness Week in 2024 is Homelessness Action Now. As rising cost of living continue to place increasing financial pressure on Australians, individuals who may have never thought they would struggle financially are turning to support services for help. To discuss Homelessness Week and the impact of the high cost of living on everyday Australians, we have on the telephone Senior Fundraising Manager at Orange Sky, Sonia Tufnell, with us. Welcome to SBS Audio, Sonia. Could you please tell us what is Orange Sky and what does it do?
Yes, of course. Orange Sky is a fairly simple service. We operate mobile laundries and showers for people experiencing homelessness and doing it tough. We were founded 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, by two young 20-year-old men, Nick and Lucas, who saw a gap in the market and thought that they could help.
Could you briefly describe the latest research on effects of the high cost of living crisis on Australians, please?
It's quite shocking that from recent research that Orange Sky has done, we've discovered that one in five Australians have experienced homelessness before. But I think what is more concerning for us is that the impact of the financial crisis on Australians now, and we're seeing that one in two Australians are struggling financially in the past 12 months. And this means things like, you know, skipping meals, having trouble paying bills. And they're saying that they struggle financially to meet ends meet monthly. So it's pretty shocking that so many Australians are having to adjust their lifestyle because of cost of living. But of course, Orange Sky works with people experiencing homelessness and hardship. And we are seeing more and more people coming to us for some support. And we provide laundry and showers. And so a very basic, simple service like that is being used more and more by people.
Sonia, what are people giving up in order to survive these days?
Well, our research shows that three in five Australians are making absolutely significant adjustments to their lifestyle to keep up with the rising costs, including taking second jobs and cutting back on essential spending. So people are saying they're having to forego a meal or borrowing money to pay their rent and bills. And, you know, we are also seeing people, because of the rental crisis, no longer being able to live in their homes and being forced to live in cars and other unsustainable situations.
So what age bracket is this impacting mostly?
Well, at Orange Sky, we are seeing pretty much everyone coming to us. It's not any one particular age bracket. We're seeing students, we're seeing retirees, we're seeing families. It does seem to be impacting a lot of people. One thing that did come out of our research, it is impacting the younger demographic possibly a little bit more than the people who consider themselves more financially stable tend to be a little bit older.
Why is it so important to encourage open conversations about doing it tough?
Well, I think that it is, Orange Sky is really founded on having a conversation. We really believe that conversations are really important and make people feel connected, particularly when they're doing it tough. And also, I think it's really important to talk about the cost of living and homelessness in Australia, because if we don't talk about it, nothing will be done. And we need to make sure that everyone has a roof over their heads and is able to do something really basic like their laundry. And that's what we believe at Orange Sky.
Speaking of Orange Sky, how is Orange Sky handling the rise in customer demand?
We are opening up new services as fast as we can. We're just about to open one in Ballarat, and we just opened one in Bendigo, so the two B's down in Victoria. But we're also increasing the number of shifts that we offer across Australia and just expanding our services to meet up with the growing demand. Over the past year, we've seen a 21% increase in demand for our services. So we know we can't not be there for people. We have to expand and do more.
So you're only based in Victoria and that's where your services are?
Oh, no. We're all across Australia. We're based in 60 locations across Australia. They're just our two. Two of our newest services are based in Victoria.
Where can Australians go to find out more and show their support?
We'll just go straight to our website, orangesky.org.au. And if anybody has some extra funds, we would really appreciate a donation because we can't do our services without support from the community.
Sonia Tufnell, Senior Fundraising Manager at Orange Sky, thank you for your time and thank you for being with us on SBS Kurdish.
Thank you so much for having me.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.